Gemara Megillah Dav Zayin Amid Aleph quotes that in connection with Purim, Esther made two requests of the Rabbanim. The first request was Kivuni L'Doris, that they should establish a Yontif. And that was a pilpul, whether they should establish a Yontif or not. The Gemara here on Zayin Amid Aleph quotes pilpul, a political consideration. Maybe establishing a Yontif over Yeshua for the Klal Yisrael will bring more anti-Semitism on the Jewish people. So Esther argued the case out to political consideration. So she said, so much anti-Semitism is not going to get worse. Nothing is going to make it worse. But then the Gemara later has that there was a halachic consideration also. And if Yud Dalet Amid Aleph, the Gemara quotes Tan Rabban and Abraisa, that there was someone in the Vim, Aboy Mishmon in the Vim, Mishavan in the Vim, Nistabalahem, that he saw about 10 lines from the top. 13 lines from the top of Yud Dalet Amid Aleph. There were so many 48 men who were Nevi'im and 7 women who were Nevi'ois. They didn't add anything on up until the time of Bikra Megillah. What do you mean they never added anything on? The Gemara says that they made Takonis in the days of Shlomo HaMelech. They made the Tilus Yadayim and Erevin. They had the Din of Muktzah already. When David HaMelech died, there was an issue of Muktzah. There were Gzeiros Derabbanan already. Other Gzeiros Derabbanan. So the Ramban explains in his commentary on Chumash, and the Ritva explains on the Gemara, and the Sfasemis explains on this Gemara, and Yudalit, that the Gemara in Yevomis darshans on the Pasuk, the concluding Pasuk in Parsha Sachrei Mos, that it says, Mishmartim es Mishmarti. So the Gemara understood from that, Asu Mishmeres Mishmarti, that the Torah is encouraging the Rabbanim that they should establish Gzeres. Oh, you see, I already forgot. Noah Diamond said that he has Yartzeit today for his father. So we should dedicate the learning tonight in memory of his father, Rab Nachman Ber Abnoyach. So the Neshama should have an Abi. So the Ramban explains like this, that the Pasuk in Chumash authorizes the Chachamim to introduce Gzeris and Siogim in Harchokas. Asay Siog Latar, that's the first mission in Pirkei Avos, Asay Siog Latar. So that they made the Yichud, they made all the Erevin until Shadaim, all the Gzeres de Rabbanon. They were all the Siog for Dinim de Raisa. This was the first time in the history of the Torah Shebal Peh that they made a mitzvah mid the Rabbanon. They made a mitzvah sesim mid the Rabbanon. Until now, everything was a mitzvah sloy sesim. You're not allowed to do this because this can lead to that. You're not allowed to do that because that can lead to that. So that's based on the pasuk, the authorization, the authority of the Bezin to make a Gzeres. The Rabbanon Asesi of Latar is based on the Pasuk, Mishmartem es Mishmarti, Yishama Pen V'Yalaz Aloises. You have to make Zeris in order to protect the people, to prevent them from violating Averis. But over here, to make a mitzvah with the Rabbanon, that's not based on the Pasuk, Mishmartem es Mishmarti. So that's what the Ramban learns in the Loshon Abraisa. Lo Pichsu Klum V'Lo Hosiru. Al Mashkos Abatar means that there's a lot of Bal Tosif and Bal Tigra. You're not permitted to add anything on. So there was this was the first time in the history that there was that the Chachamim introduced a mitzvah sesem in the Rabbanon. A mikra megillah shalachmanis matanis lavyonim is gevoran hashayla. Maybe it's an isa bal tosif. That's how the Ramban and the Ritva learned pshat in the Gemara. It was a shayla. Maybe it's an isa bal tosif. So the Ramban writes on Chumash on the pasuk bal tosif that in his opinion, one is a violation of Bal Tosif, not only, see the Gemara talks about Bal Tosif, a person has instead of tzitzis in four corners of the beged, he had puts in five corners of the beged.
Five parshias.
Or the Gemara has five parshias in the tefillin. So he's fulfilling a mitzvah, he's corrupting a mitzvah deraisa. The person is observing, fulfilling a mitzvah deraisa with a hoysofer. Instead of taking dalet minim in the lulav, he decides he wants to have a fifth min. He likes this flower, he likes the other flower, so he adds on additional minim. So the Gemara gives these as examples of Bal Tosif. What if a person adds on an additional mitzvah? It's not that he's doing a mitzvah deraisa behoy sofer. Instead of 613 mitzvahs, he decides he wants to have an additional mitzvah. Is that really a violation of Bal Tosif? So the Ramban thinks that it is a violation of Bal Tosif. If you add on another yontif, that'll be a violation of Bal Tosif. So that's how the Ramban learns. The Ramban and the Ritva, that was the problem. And the problem was not only limited, this problem was not only a problem in the days of Mordechai the Esther, when they instituted the Yontif of Purim, it was a problem later in the days of Chanukah. And the whole Bayi Sheni, they made every Yontif, every month in Danishtik, there was another Yontif.
Also a problem. Also a problem. Tanesim also a problem. What right do you have to add on Tanesim? What right do you have to add on Yomim Tovim? We have the mitzvahs at Torah. The Torah has 613 mitzvahs. What right do the Chacham have to add on any additional mitzvahs? And the Ramban gets this.
You have machlokes which are the Tariq mitzvahs, right? So sometimes according to one who answers like that, and you do it like the other one, you'd be maybe also Baal Tosef, because you take a mitzvah which the Rambam doesn't count, and the Svak counts.
You mean the Rambam holds you don't have to do it?
Oh, it's not a mitzvah Sarai.
Sometimes it's just a machlokes, the Rambam and the Svak had to count the mitzvahs.
Yes.
And sometimes the machlokes talk about whether you mechuyev to do something or not.
Right.
I mean, so what if a person will do something
that one doesn't?
According to some Rishonim, it'll be a Baal Tosef. I don't know. It's a good shayla. You have to figure out how to pasken. You pasken like the Rambam or like the Svak. I don't know. It's a good shayla. So this is how the Ramban understood that the halachic shayla involved, the political shayla the Gemara has on Zion and Aleph, was the question, you're going to bring about more anti-Semitism. And she convinced the Rabbanim that it's as bad as it's going to get, not going to get worse. Okay. And here the Gemara says that there was a halachic shayla. There was a halachic problem which the Ramban claims was the problem of Baal Tosef. Rashi does not agree with the Ramban. Rashi writes, Beferish, from time and there, Chanukah, how come the Gemara never raises the issue regarding Chanukah? So you can say, the same Kasha Benegat Purim came first, the same Kasha Benegat to Purim is going to be Benegat to Chanukah, whatever the Teretz is going to be, we didn't get to the Teretz yet. Whatever the Teretz will be, maybe it will be the same Teretz on Chanukah. So Rashi writes, no, the Kasha, the problem is only a problem regarding Purim, not regarding Chanukah, and it's not a problem of Baal Tosef. Apparently Rashi thinks that this is not a violation of Baal Tosef. Baal Tosef only applies if you're corrupting a mitzvah deraisa. If you're doing a mitzvah deraisa b'hoisaf, but if you add on a 614th and a 613th mitzvah, that's not really a violation of Baal Tosef. That's a machlokes in the Rishonim. There's a steer between two gemaras. The gemara in Erevin in the last parak says that if a person wears two shal yadin, two shal roshin, so the gemara said two pairs of tefillin of asacha, so the gemara says it's a shaila from Baal Tosef. It's a problem of Baal Tosef when you have to give zechan eitzah. How to avoid it. The Gemara is talking about persons walking in the street on Shabbos and there's no Erev, and he finds that someone, the goyim, threw out the tefillin in the garbage, and they're going to collect, the garbage collector is on his way, he's going to collect it and burn all the tefillin, or it's going to rain or snow, whatever, it's going to get destroyed, so he wants to be matzel the tefillin from Bizoyan. So he can't carry it because there's no Erev, he's not allowed to carry it. So the Gemara says you wear it, but let's say there are two, three, five pairs of tefillin. How many can you wear at one time? So the Gemara has a machlokes atanayim. Are you allowed to wear two pairs at a time? What's the issue? So the Gemara has a whole discussion in the last parak in Erevin. The issue involved is a shayla of Baal Tosef. If you put on two shal yads or two shal rosh at the same time as Baal Tosef. So Tosef and the Rishonim are bothered with a kasha that the Gemara in the end of Sanhedrin on Daf Peites on the day says that Baal Tosef, it sounds like it says Baal Tosef only applies when everything is connected together. But if it's Hailuchu Dikoi, Vahailuchu Dikoi, I have one shal yad here, another shal yad here, one next to the other. They're not connected with each other. So the Gemara sounds like it says that there is no Baal Tosef over there. So how can the Gemara say in Erevin that that's a violation of Baal Tosef? So the Tosef has two terutzim. In the different Mesich, the Tosef has two terutzim.
Shabbat, yeah?
Yeah.
Shabbat.
But that's part of the Gemara's discussion. If you put them, maybe there's no Islam, maybe the Shalom is Mana Mitzvah, maybe there's no Baal Tosef. That's a machlekes where the Shabbos you put the Rechayvin till. We pass the Shabbos Labzman till. So the Gemara explains the machlekes an issue of Baal Tosef. Shalom is Mana Mitzvah, Bismana Mitzvah, all discussion. That's also a discussion. If you hold that your pot, if you hold your mechuyev in tefillin, so obviously it's not muktzeh. If you hold your pot from tefillin, does it mean that it's forbidden to wear the tefillin? Or does it mean it's optional? If you don't want to, you don't have to. So the Gemara in Beitz at the end of the first parak sounds like it says it's permissible to wear tefillin. If you don't want to, you don't have to. But the Zohar says you're not allowed to. The Beis Yosef and the Shulchan Aruch quotes the Zohar that it's forbidden to wear tefillin on Chalamoy, Kal v'chomer on Shabbos and Yontif. That it's a bizoyin to the Kedushas Hayom, to where tefillin you demonstrate kila there were no Kedushas Hayom. If you would have really realized that there's a Kedushas Hayom, so what do you have to wear tefillin for? So you're being mevaza the Kedushas Hayom by wearing tefillin.
Yeah, what about the Rav Sheinberg's speech there? He wears many talis kila.
Uh-huh. It's a very unusual opinion. I don't know anyone who shares his practice.
Bal
Tosif? No. Every day, if a person wears a beged that has four corners, he's chayv in tzitzis.
How many begudim you wear?
Yeah. No, that says in Shulchan Aruch. Let's say a person is wearing a talis. Then he puts on another talis. He has to say another bracha on the new talis. Then he puts on a third talis. He has to say a third bracha on the third talis. Unless he puts them all on bevas achas, and he has in mind when he said the first bracha, that this bracha should cover all of the begodim. But otherwise he has to say another bracha every time he puts on another beged, yeah. But the practice that a person should wear more than one for religious purposes, if a person is chilly and he wants to wear there's no steam, and he puts on a few talisim, okay, but a person is not cold. So where is the Midas Chassidus in wearing so many... Could be? Okay, could be.
How come if people are naive and put on talis in the morning, but you have kavana that would put on the talis for
school? Okay, that's
what you can do, or it's better to make both of them.
More correct would be to say the bracha on the talis katan that you put on at home, and then to say the bracha on the talis katan later. The reason why people wait, married people wait to say the bracha later when they put on the talis, is because there are those who object. There were those who object and hold that when you put on a talis katan, you're not yotze any mitzvah. Why? There is an opinion in the Rishonim, there's a machlokes in Rishonim, if you wear a beged that has four corners that doesn't have a tifa. The stam begodim is man matan Torah, used to have a tifa. So maybe one is only mechuyev in tzitzis if he wears a beged with a tifa. If we have a beged that's an arba kamfis, not a tifa, maybe there's no mitzvah tzitzis. So we're machma v'chatchila like that. When we say the bracha l'hisatir b'tzitzis, so we do a tifa. But when you wear an arba kamfis, most people, 99.99% of the people do not do an atifa on an arba kamfis and a talis cotton. So there are those who object to mikra din. If that's all, let's say a single person doesn't wear a talis, just going to wear an arba kamfis. So we pass, can you do say a bracha? It's a chumrah that we have, that when you want to say the bracha, the satir b'tzitzis, you should do atifa to satisfy that sheet and the rishonim, that there's no mitzvah without a tifa. But mikra din we paskin that there is a mitzvah deraisa even without a tifa. But here, if a person is going to wear a talis katan later in shul, so we recommend, that's one of the reasons, we recommend, let him not say the bracha on the talis katan, let him say the bracha on the talis katan. Okay, so we recommend he shouldn't say any bracha. He should rely on the bracha that he's going to say later on the talis to cover the talis katan. Others have another consideration, the Magen Avraham quotes another consideration, that often the shoulders on the side are not that wide. And even if you started off with a wide shoulder, but after wearing it for a while, it's going to get all signaged. So the opening by the neck is going to be wider than the width of the shoulders. So there are some, the Magen Avraham quotes from the Maharil, based on a Rambam, that there's a svara to say that that part, the shoulder part, is not considered a beged. So it's if you have a beged in the front that has two corners, and a separate beged in the back that has two corners, and it doesn't, it's not mitztaref yachad. So even though we don't really hold like that, but l'hatchila v'choshish for that opinion. So that's why, if a person is going to wear a talis gadol, so he saves the bracha until he puts on a talis gadol. A person only is going to wear a talis katan. The bottom line, we paskin against these two. We paskin that there is a mitzvah tzitzis even without atifa. We paskin that it's not. You don't say, if they have a shita, osi adira the high gisa mevatalei. They quote a gemara in the beginning of Erevin. That you say that if there's an opening, the neck is wider than the shoulder, and then outside of the shoulder is avir ha'ilam. So it's a wild sheet in Rishonim that you apply. It's based on a Rambam. This Maharil is based on a Rambam. The asi avir, the high gisa mevatalei, so the shoulder, the part of the beged that goes over the shoulder, doesn't have the shame beged on it, it's not considered part of the garment. So you have in the front separate and the back separate, and there's no beged that connects it, so it's not an arba kamfis at all.
You can't wear it on Shabbos.
Well, if there's no
Erev. No, I wear a tie on Shabbos. I wear all kinds of things on Shabbos. I wear all kinds of things that... you can wear all kinds of begodim. People wear underwear, people wear earmuffs, whatever is a beged. You're talking about the chutei atzitzis on the beged. That's a question. The Mishnah Brura writes like that. Mishnah Brura writes that if you wear a teeny-weeny baby arba kamfis that has tzitzis on it, less than the shear, and you wear tzitzis on it, So the tzitzis is only mechubel beged kebeged dami if you mekayim a mitzvah by having the tzitzis on. But if you're not, if it's clearly not mekayim a mitzvah, so then the Mishnah Berurah says that the chutei tzitzis are a masli. But not everyone agrees to that. That's the first tshuva in the Netziv, is a letter to the Chafetz Chaim. He says, with all due respect, he disagrees with what he wrote in the Mishnah Berurah. He says, what do you mean? If a person wears a scarf and it has strings hanging down at the edge of the scarf, so you're going to say it's a masli? That's the way they sell the scarf in the store. That's the way he wears it all week long.
That's the beggar.
That's what the beggar is.
If you have a jacket and a piece of thread hangs from the jacket, that becomes it.
So it's not a mat. So if that's the way he goes in the weekday, so that's called a levisha of a beggar. So he tainas if the person wears this baby arba kamfis all week long. Maybe takets a bracha levatola. Maybe when the person says lehisata betzitzis on the talis cotton, maybe saying a bracha levatola, maybe he's not yerti ani mitzvah. But you can't say that it's a masui. That's the way he walks all week long, with this arba kamfis, with these strings attached to the bottom. Why the strings are meaningless in halacha? The strings are not helping him be mekayim any mitzvah. Nish mekayim ken mitzvah. So he's not mekayim a mitzvah. But sof kol sof, that's the way he wears the beged all week long. Why should it be considered a masli? That's his time.
What's the nature of the mitzvahs on mitzvahs tzitzis that they make as part of the mitzvahs of Torah? What is the status of the mitzvahs tzitzis?
On mitzvahs tzitzis that you say as part of the mitzvahs? No, when you put on a talis cotton.
Yeah.
Okay. If you put on a talis cotton, say on mitzvahs tzitzis.
Yeah.
Okay. But if a person, most people have the practice that they plan to wear a talis later, so they don't say the bracha on the talis cotton. Because of the chashashes, because maybe it's the pachas mekishir, maybe it got so tziknecht, and maybe there's no atifa, since you're not doing atifa, so maybe there's no mitzvah at all, so maybe the brachas are brachal of atola. That's why we're machmer when we say the brachal of sata betzitzis, that we do an atifa. Because according to some rishonim, there's no mitzvah unless you do an atifa.
So there's a question whether to say a mitzvah tzitzis?
Yeah, yeah, sure, there's a question.
It's part of the printer text.
Okay. The printer does get passed that it is. That you are supposed to say. Okay.
You agree with
me. You passed him properly.
I think you see the book is
so. You okay. Passed him properly, that it is. Yeah. Yeah. So again, see here. Oh yeah?
Who knows what other
Abayim. I mean, he assumes that you're not saying a bracha on the Arba Kamfis. Okay. I think most people don't say l'hisata b'tzitzis on the Arba Kamfis, unless they're not going to say a bracha on a talis gadol. Single people that don't wear a talis gadol say they say the bracha on a talis gadol. But married people who wear a talis, so they save the bracha for later. I think most people do like that. So again, so Rashi... The Gemara says there was a halachic problem in establishing the Antibapun. What was the halachic problem? So the Ramban and the Ridvo and the Sfasemis, and this Gemara has a whole essay about this, they learned the problem was Baltaisif. You have no right to introduce a mitzvah midirabbanon, a siyog midirabbanon, a se siyog la Torah. That's the Mishnah Pirkei Avos. That's based on Mishmartim es Mishmartim. The Gemara Yibam is on Daf Kofalev. But to make a mitzvah says him midirabbanon is an issue of Baltaisif. And it's the same problem by all mitzvahs with the Rabbanah. Same problem by Ne'er Chanukah also. Same problem by Yom Tov of Chanukah. Same problem all the Yom Tov of Megillah's time. Same problem Tisha B'Av. Yeah. Same problem all. Yeah, everything is going to be a problem. We're going to have to figure out what the answer is on this.
Wouldn't it be also like as Rabban the other day, if there's a certain cemetery where Kibra and Baltaisif, everybody agrees that's doing a mitzvah, completely mitzvah, not just to try, I said. When we say Baltigra, what would they call Baltigra? You don't do a mitzvah cut with Torah, or you're taking a mitzvah and also subtracting instead of four parts, three parts. I mean, what's Baltigra?
Baltigra is a problem. The Rashba and Rosh Hashanah, the Beis Halevi quotes a Rashba and Rosh Hashanah who discusses Baltigra. That's a problem. But let's say a person wears a talis which has four corners and he only puts in three tzitzis, or he has tefillin that has four compartments and he only puts in three parshias instead of putting in four. Or instead of taking Dalet Ninim, he's missing one of the Ninim, so you're going to say that's Baltigra. So the Rashba asked that question. He's just not Yotze the Mitzvah. Why is it Baltigra? He's not Yotze the Mitzvah Tzitzit. He's not Yotze the Mitzvah Tfilin. Why do you consider that Baltigra?
He's doing Bracha.
He's doing Bracha. So he's Zayvan Bracha Levatola. But why do you say Zayvan Baltigra? You should just say.
The only example I was told is from Chata. Two
Oh, that's the Rashba. That's the Beis Halevi. Calls the Rashba. So the Rashba says He thinks that the only time one is in violation of Baal Tigra is if he's performing a mitzvah min HaTorah, which is required to do the mitzvah b'shleimusa like so, and b'nieved, if you do it less than that, you'll also be yotze in the mitzvah, but you'll only be yotze in an incomplete form. And he had the opportunity, he had the ability to fulfill a mitzvah b'shleimusa, and he chose to be lazy not to do it, as he gives the moshe l'korban chatos. Korban chatos, because the zrikas on the four corners of the mizbeah, and b'nieved, we paskin like b'shilul in the mishnah, b'nieved, only one zrikas is market. So if he has the kli shoris, he has the dam, and he has a brera to do this zrika four kindness on his bech, and he decides not to, he's only going to do one. So that's called performing a mitzvah deraisa b'giroim. He's yotze the mitzvah deraisa, but he did it b'giroim. So does haste Baal Tigra. But if the person wears tefillin, missing a parsha, or he takes the gimel midim instead of dal midim, why do you slap on him and he said Baal Tigra? He's just not yotze the mitzvah of lula. He wasn't yotze anything.
As the rabbi, he's saying that he's been yotze with his mitzvah, so if anything, if it's a form of hafiz.
We tell him he's not being
yotze. He's saying, I'm going to put his mano, okay?
Yeah.
He's saying, I'm putting on with Shane Baruch HaKadosh, a mitzvah sitzis or a yachton, and you're taking only three passes. So you're saying, I'm being yotze, but you're not. You're rebelling. This is the essence of Baal Tigra.
No. And if a person doesn't like tefillin at all, then he's not
Reb Am. That's a different level.
Then he's not Reb Am Baal Tigra.
He's not completing an essay he's supposed to do. Here, he's doing something, but he's doing it in a lahacha fashion and a rebellion, second rebellion.
Let's say he doesn't do this rebellion. He doesn't have four parshas.
He's taking a fifth min. Why? Because he's supposed to take four.
Yeah.
So here's the exact opposite. You're being rebellious by taking two when you're supposed to take four.
Suppose he doesn't have four minimum, he has only three. He didn't get an essay.
He's not allowed to rebel. Everyone agrees he's not allowed to rebel against the Baal Shem. Mask him, he's not allowed to rebel. But he's not rebelling, he just doesn't have. So is that a violation of Baal Tigra? So the Rajva says no. It's not a violation. He just not. He didn't do anything. He just wasted his time. It's not Baal Tigra. It's not shaking the lulav. Period. Didn't do anything. The only time it'll be Baal Tigra is if he does the mitzvah, he's yaitzeh the mitzvah, shalom b'shlei musa, where he had the opportunity to do it b'shlei musa.
So you're telling me that's a lav? That's a lav?
Yeah. That's a lav. That's a lav of Baal Tigra.
By not doing a mitzvah b'shlei musa, that's a lav?
He does a mitzvah shalom b'shlei musa. So he did the mitzvah, big iron. He's yaitzeh the mitzvah.
And he's being yaitzeh, he's still yaitzeh the lav.
Right? Okay. That's the lav. That's what the Rashba writes.
How do you carry this, doing the mitzvah big iron? Let's say there's a more mitzvah to eat matzah shmura. Right, exactly. He eats plain matzah. That also, or that's a different class.
No, I mean you can be yotze. Some shittos hold you need shmurah.
Yeah.
Mikra, then we pass can yotze without shmurah.
Right. So
that's a heder. So if a person does know the heder, he's yotze the mitzvah bishlei musa. That's not called shalom.
But let's say eats less like his eyes, is not yotze at all. Eh?
Nothing. Yeah, not a good time. Didn't do anything.
Yeah.
The Gemara says, in the end of Sanhedrin, Kol HaMoisiv Gareya.
So it's
Kol HaMoisiv Gareya means you're not even yotze the mitzvah. The Gemara says if you do it b'hoi sofer, if you do the mitzvah b'hoi sofer,
if he's over about tigra, he's also.
No, he's only about tigra. He is yotze. No, he only has three parshas. He's not yotze anything, and that's not Baal Tigra. That's not Baal Tigra. Baal Tigra is if he does a mitzvah and he's yotze the mitzvah, but shalom b'shlei musa, and he had an opportunity, he had the ability to do the mitzvah b'shlei musa.
Okay, so he had an opportunity to do it four parshas and did it five. In other words, He had the opportunity to do a mitzvah
for
Musa.
Yeah.
But he adds another one.
So that's Baal Tosef. He did a mitzvah with a Hesafer. And then the Gemara says, Kol HaMoisiv Gareya, if you add it on the fifth parsha, not only are you in violation of Baal Tosef, you're not yotze the mitzvah either. You don't say that he's yotze the mitzvah and he's over on Baal Tosef. He's not even yotze the mitzvah. That's Kol HaMoisiv Gareya. It's considered that he's not even yotze the mitzvah. There's a shadow, let's say, if Bizman HaTanoim, Bizman HaGemara, that they had Chelas. So if a person wears an Arba Kamfis, he has a mitzvah to put on tzitzis, tcheilus, and lovon. So let's say he's lazy, he doesn't want it. Tcheilus is expensive. He doesn't want to spend so much money on the tcheilus. If he can't afford, he can't afford. But let's say, I imagine there must have been a lot of people who couldn't afford tcheilus. So if he can't afford it, so he wears tzitzis with lovon without tcheilus. But let's say the person can afford tcheilus and it's available also. He just doesn't want to spend the money. He wants to save the money for his own purposes. So he had the opportunity to fulfill a mitzvah b'shlei musa t'cheles with Lavan, and he decided he doesn't want to bother to do it. He's going to save his money. So then he's over on Baltigra, because he's yotze the mitzvah b'dieved, and he's over on Baltigra. If he wouldn't have won the Arba Kamfis at all, we wouldn't have had any complaints against
this
it.
Is the Rashbo?
It's an extension of the Beis Halevi extends it based on the Rashbo. He says the Rashbo says that the only time one is in violation of Baltigra is when he's yotze the mitzvah shalom b'shlei musa, and he had an opportunity to do it b'shlei musa.
Very difficult concept.
Why? Okay. Okay.
You have to do a mitzvah b'shlei musa, there are tariyak mitzvahs, and then some.
No, but no.
You have to be makpid to do it b'shlei musa, otherwise you're
doesn't mean to do it with all the hidurim. Hidurim, that's more. No, b'shlei musa. No, a korban chatas, he needs 4 zrikas. So if he does less than 4, shalom b'shlei musa. Okay? My balal is kosher, but he did shalom b'shlei musa. Right. So then, if he had the opportunity to do the b'lil, and he says, yeah, I have no time. My balal is kosher. So then he's over on Baltigra. He did the mitzvah shalom b'shlei musa in a way that he yotze the mitzvah. The korban is kosher without the belila.
Right.
That's another problem. It's a very bad chinuch also. If you do mitzvah shalom b'shlei musa, it's another problem. But in addition to that, even if there are no children watching it, even if it's all by himself, he's also over on Baal Tigra. So again, so Rashi learns in this gemara, Rashi learns that it's not really a problem of Baal Tesef. To make a 614th mitzvah is not baltesiv, because Rashi holds with the Gemara in the end of Sanhedrin that paid as Heiluchu Dikoy, Heiluchu Dikoy. Mitzvah number 614 is not connected with the other mitzvahs. The only time one is in violation of baltesiv is if he does a mitzvah deraisa dehoy sofer. He's mekalkal, he's distorting a mitzvah deraisa by adding on a fifth min, or a fifth parsha to the tzitzis, or a fifth tzitzis onto the talus. But if he does a mitzvah number 614, he's not distorting any mitzvah deraisa. So Rashi holds based on the Gemara in the end of Sanhedrin that's not a violation of Baal Teisa. That's a machlekes harishanim. How do you deal with the steer between the two Gemaras? The Gemara says in Erevin that we started a while ago, we never finished. The Gemara says, you know, if you put on two shalyads, it's Baal Teisa. And the Gemara seems to say in the end of Sanhedrin on Daf Pei Tes on the base that if Hailichudikoi, the Haisaf are separate from the Iker, they're not connected with each other. Gemara seems to say that there is no Baal Taisim. So half of the Rishayim and half of the Achrayim and Hilchas Tfilim, some Achleges, the Taz and Rebbe Kevega and other Achrayim. So half of the Rishayim and Achrayim answer that the Baal Taisim, if you have two separate Shalyads which are not connected to each other, there is a Baal Taisim only with the Rabbanim. On the level of Deraisa, there is no Baal Taisim. In order to violate Baal Taisim Deraisa, has to be that the Haisafa is connected with the Ikara Mitzvah. And the other half of the Rishayim hold no. The other half to hold that there's a Baal Taisiv Deraisa to add on a number 614 also, like the Ramban says. But the Gemara that says, that's the Gemara in the end of Erev, and if you have two Shalyads, that's Baal Taisiv. I think Gemara says if it's Haile Chudikoi, Baile Chudikoi, there's no Baal Taisiv. So Taisiv says it never said that in the Gemara. The Gemara says Haile Chudikoi, Baile Chudikoi. It means in the Gemara, despite the fact that one is in violation of Baal Taisiv, you can't say Kol HaMosif Gareya. You yotze to the mitzvah b'di Eved. If you'll add on a fifth parsha in the tefillin, or a chves, you'll add on a fifth min in the lulav, and it's all tied together, then you say Kol HaMosif Gareya. But if you add on, let's say you have four minim, and then you add on another min outside of the Eged. So then the Gemara says, Hailuchudikoi, you are right around Baal Taisif and Atayra, but you don't apply Kol HaMosif Gareya. It doesn't passel up the Ikar HaMitzvah. So that's a fundamental machlokes in the Rishonim. Is there an issue of Baal Taisif Deraisa if you add on a 614th mitzvah? The Rashi apparently holds that's not an issue of Baal Taisif Deraisa, it'll be a Baal Taisif Derabbanan. So Baal Taisif Derabbanan, the Chacham have a right to add on additional mitzvahs. That's not a problem. So Rashi says the problem was only the Mei Mordechai, Hoyuchagai Zchari Malachi. The Nevi'im was still around, and when they made the Takana to celebrate Purim, the Gemara says on Zayin HaMan Aleph, they got the approval of the Bezn Shal Milo. Somehow they got Beruach HaKodesh Ibinavua, the approval of the Bezn Shal Milo. The Gemara says, Kimu v'kibnu, Kimu v'lamailo, Mashikiblo l'mato. Somehow they got from the Nevi'im a word that the Bezn Shal Milo is Maskim al Yedeyim, And this was introduced al pi nevuah. All the mitzvahs on Purim introduced al pi nevuah. So Rashi learns that's the problem. Einovi rasha lachadish dovah meyatim. That's a new problem. You're not allowed to add on a mitzvah based on a novi. If you're not a novi, you're better off. If you're a rabbi, if you're only a rabbi, nishken novi, then you can make a takonim derabbanim. There's no problem. But if you're a novi and you're coming up with ruach hakodesh, the shmek shayin for apikursus. You tell me Moshe Rabbeinu only gave 613 mitzvahs, and with the power vested in me as a novi, I tell you, you have to lay in the Megillah, and you have to give matanos levyanim and shalach manos and make a surah spurim. That's the cloud the Gemara has on the first daf, on base on the base. Eila hamitzvah shein novi shalach hadish dov meyato. The Rashi learns that that's only a problem bisman that you have a novi, and the novi is approving of your practice. So that was the Gemara's problem. How a local problem in the celebration of Purim. And daf yudalet. How were they allowed to listen to the Nevi'im who told them that this was approved kimu lebailam ashe kiblu lemato, encouraging Bnei Yisrael to observe and to celebrate Purim? It's a violation of Bein Aver Shalachadish Dov Meyato. That's how Rashi learns the kasha. It's not a kasha of Baltaisiv, because Hailechudikoy v'Hailechudikoy, so it is not Baltaisiv. The add on the 614th mitzvah is Nishken Baltaisiv. And the Ramban and the Ritvo, the Talmidei Ramban and the Sfasem, they learn no. It's a problem of Baltasif. The Gemara meant is a problem of Baltasif. The same problem with Chanukah, same problem with Tisha B'Av, same problem with all the Yom Tov Megillah times. Whenever there's a mitzvah sesim in the Rabbanon, not a loy sesi, a siog latar. Whenever you have a mitzvah sesim, it's going to be a problem. So what was the solution to the problem? What was the answer? So the Gemara says, La pichsu v'la hasiru klum ha mashakas batar, chutz mi mikra Megillah. My Dorish, it's a problem, so what's the solution? So the Gemara says, that's how the Chassam Sofer points out in his Chubis. The Gemara gives the answer. There's a kiyum deraisa over here. Sometimes there's an activity, there's a pu'ula which the Torah does not require of me to do. I'm not mechayev to do this, but if I would volunteer on my own to do this pu'ula, I'll have a kiyum deraisa.
Like a woman making a bracha.
A woman shakes a lulav. A woman is not mechayev to shake a lulav. It's a mitzvah says a shazman grama. But if the woman will shake a lulav, it'll be a kiyum deraisa. Many things like that. The Vilna Goyen has a chiddush like that. Eating matzah. The rest of Pesach. Laila Harishan is a chayva to eat a kazayis matzah. What if you eat a second kazayis? You're not mechuyev. So there's no mitzvah at all. Eating an extra kazayis lel Pesach, there's no kima mitzvah at all. And eating matzah the rest of Pesach, there's no mitzvah at all. So the only guy who has a chidish, he says, no, it says, shivas yamim tochla matzah. This means that there's a mitzvah sarshus. If you eat matzah the whole duration of Pesach, more than the basic kazayis, there is a kima mitzvah. And there, the Rishonim have, and the Achronim have other cases here and there. There are cases like that, that even though one is not obligated to perform a certain activity, but if he'll volunteer to do on his own, this would constitute a kiyum deraisa. So that's what the Gemara says. We'll have to get to Hallel. The Gemara is going to talk about Hallel. So the Gemara says that the observance of Purim, even if there would be no Novi instructing us, forget about Einovish Halachadish Dovah Meyata or Baltaisa, forget about the fact that Chachamim required of us that we should do this. How can they introduce mitzvah 614? It's a violation of Baltaisa. Let's say we would do on our own, we would decide on our own to read the Megillah and to have Shalach Manis, Matanis Levyam, and so on. So the Gemara says there would be a Kiyum Deraisa. So the Mele, there's no problem of Baltaisa, there's no problem of Einovish Halachadish Dovah Meyata. They're just the rabbis and the Nevi'im are just encouraging us to do something which Ben Kovako is a mitzvah. If the Novi comes and he tells me I have to learn Kabbalah every Wednesday night from 8 o'clock to 10 o'clock, I have to learn Zohar. So that's a new, maybe that's also a Kiyum Deraisa.
Yeah.
It's also a Kiyum Deraisa. It's also learning Torah. Yeah. He tells me I have to stand on my head or something. It tells me a new mitzvah that never existed before. So that would be a violation. But if the Novi is telling me to do something which Ben Kovako constitutes a Kiyum HaMitzvah, even if I would do it without the Novi, it would also be a Kiyum HaMitzvah. So that's what the Gemara says, that there's no issue about Teis. No. It's only an obligation with the Rabbanah. After the Churban Beis HaMikdash, he made a takanah, Zeichel HaMikdash. Right, so the Gemara learns out in the Pasuk, Tzion Darish Ein Lo, Mechlal Debayad Risha. You have to remember the way things were in the days of the Beis HaMikdash. What, that's also a Novi, that's also a Pasuk in Novi, Tzion Darish Ein Lo, Mechlal Debayad Risha. What's the mitzvah there? I say, Mestam, Mekovet HaBeis HaMikdash. On Mikdash Yitiro, you have to have Kovet for the Beis HaMikdash. So covered for the Beis HaMikdash means you have to bank noch the missing Beis HaMikdash. If you don't have a Beis HaMikdash, you have to agonize over the fact, let's say, fasting on Tisha B'Av. That's what he asked. How can they make a tainus of Avelus over the Churban Beis HaMikdash? The answer is, even if the Chachamim would not have introduced, even if the Nabi would not introduce, if we would volunteer on our own, that would be an inyan of covered Beis HaMikdash. Sion Darishayin, L'machal D'Bai Drisha. That's a mitzvah min HaTorah. Yom HaShoah is Nishkan Beis HaMikdash. Okay.
Okay.
Okay. Okay. Maybe that's why.
At times.
Why don't we say that even in the Sukkot, we have
prayers?
That's a serious question. That's discussed by the Rishonim. Yes, it should be. The Gemara raises the issue. Ayasha Mishmini B'Sukkah Yilkeh. Gemara talks about it. Yeah, that's a big discussion. The end of Sukkah discussion. Rashi and Tosis in the Rosh, the last Rosh in Sukkah, talks about that. What happened to the Baal Tosef? Yeah. So that's what the Gemara says. So Nachamo. So the Gemara has on Zayin Amud Aleph that Esther sent two messages to the Rabban. The first message was, Kivuni Lederes, establish a Yontif with the mitzvahs. So that there was a, there were two pilpulim. There was one pilpul on Yudal and Manal, the halachic pilpul. Maybe it's a violation of Baal Tosef, or maybe it's a special violation of Ein Novi, Belasher L'chash Dova Meyato. So the Gemara says the reason why it's not a violation is because there's Ben Kovako, there's a Kiyom Derais. And then the Gemara Zayin Amud Aleph says there was a political consideration that it may bring about more anti-Semitism. So maybe it's not kedai to make such a yontif. So they decided it's not going to bring about more problems. It's not going to bring out more anti-Semitism. Then the Gemara says she made another request of the Chachamim, and that was an ongoing debate for a few centuries. Kisvuni Lederis. She wanted that the Megillah Esther, which was composed Baruch HaKodesh, should be incorporated into the Kisvei HaKodesh, into the Tanakh. So that was a machlokes, whether yes or no. That was till the days of Rabbi Shmuel. That was ongegangen a machlokes, whether there are 24 Kisvei HaKodesh or 23. We assume that there are 24 Svarim in the Kisvei HaKodesh, including including Megillah Esther. Including Megillah Esther. And the Gemara says they were Tanoim and Amoraim, hold not so. They were Tanoim and Amoraim, hold that Megillah Esther is not part of the Kisvei HaKodesh. Yeah. Megillah Esther, yeah. There could well be that in their communities they didn't have Megillah Esther as part of the Kisvei HaKodesh. And the Dead Sea Scrolls that they found in the Qumran said they were missing Megillah Esther and Nehemiah. Yeah, they were missing Nehemiah. So that's a shaila. It could be Nehemiah talks about the Bris Amon. It could be the same reason why they didn't. Could be that the same reason why they didn't want to include Megillah Esther, because it belongs in Torah Shabbat Peh, it could be that the Bris Amona, the whole Nehemiah is to lead up to the Bris Amona, could be that for the same reason they didn't have Nehemiah either. Could be. That's a shame.
What's Bris Amona?
Bris Amona is a pasuk in Nehemiah. Perikes, I don't know. It says that it starts from Perik Aleph in Nehemiah, that when they came back and they rebuilt the second Beis HaMikdash, so they were klapin al chet, that our forefathers would give the Baruch Shem was so kind to us at Har Sinai, and he gave us the Torah and all the mitzvahs, and then we violated the contract. We violated the bris. We were made for the bris. So the Baruch Shem was kind to us. He still protected us in the 40 years in the Midbar. And then he gave us Eretz Yisrael, Eretz Lam, and Aleph Melochim. And then we violated Keseda. Even though the Baruch Shem was kind, we violated all the mitzvahs. Baruch Shem was patient, and he was still kind to us, and he protected us. And then finally he couldn't take it anymore, he sent us into Golas and he destroyed the Beis HaMikdash. But he didn't destroy us in the Golas, and he brought us back after 7 years, and here we are. And now the 12 representatives of the 12 Shvatim signed a contract. They signed a statement physically on a piece of parchment that they promised to observe in the name of all of the 12 Shvatim, they promised to keep all the mitzvahs out there. That's called the Bris Amon. So that was what the Gemara says, that after the Nes Purim there was a new Kabbalah Satara all over again. The Kimlu V'Kiblu. So that led up to the Bris Amona. The Gemara speaks about the fact that Ru'uya Hois Roy Hoya Ezra Shetinas and Hatara Al Yodai. Torah really should have been given through Ezra Sefer. But Ezra Sefer, that was that Kufa. The Kufa after the Nes Purim, at the time that they built the Bai Shein, at the beginning of the period of Anshek Nes Agdala. So the Gemara said, by Moshe Rabbeinu Chanois Gechapt, he already gave the Torah. So there was no need to give the Torah a second time. And then the Gemara said, the Gemara shows from the Lashonis of the Pesukim in Tanakh, that you have the same expressions appear in connection with Ezra as appear in connection with Moshe Rabbeinu. So that shows that he really should have been the one to give over the Torah. But since Moshe Rabbeinu Shanaiz Gechapsa, there was nothing to give, but to demonstrate that the Torah really should have been given by Ezra, that's why Nishtana Haksav, the alphabet of the Sefer Torah, was changed to the Ksav Ashuris that we have. That's why we call it Ksav Ashuris, the Ksav Sha'ola Yimoyame Ashur. Originally, the Gemara has a Shaila, so we assume originally the Ksav, the alphabet of the Sefer Torah from the days of Moshe Rabbeinu on, was a Ksav Ivris, Ksav Livayno, a different alphabet. And then the days of Ezra, they changed it to indicate that there was really a new Kabbalah Sater. That was the Bris Hamona, that was the Kim of the Kibbutz, the new Kabbalah Sater. Right? That's why the Rambam has an interesting lashon in the beginning, on the first page in the Mishnah Torah. The Rambam writes in the Hakdamah to the Mishnah Torah that there's a din you have to say over a memra, I'm a David b'shem Amroi, and he writes the whole Yara Hazaki. He doesn't say that this is Rabbi Yudin, this is Rabbi Meir, this is Rabbi Tarfon, this is Rabbi Akiva, this is Abai, and this is Rabbi. He never says anything. So he writes, he wants to fulfill that din of I'm a David b'shem Amroi.
He lists.
So he lists, gives you the list of all of the Chachamim. Moshe Rabbeinu gave to Yeshua Ben Nun, he gave the whole 40 generations, Aleph Beis Gimel till Mem, till Rabbi Rav Ashi, and he says, I gave you the whole list, and everything I'm going to say in this Sefer is from these people. So he writes that he's Yotze, and interesting, he holds that the din of Ayim Adav B'Shem Mamrei, in the Megillah, Ayim Adav B'Shem Mamrei, that was to save the life of the king, that was a different thing. But the Rama holds Ayim Adav B'Shem Mamrei, and Halacha doesn't really necessarily require that every sif you have to say who says it. It just means you have to emphasize that this is from the Chachmei HaMasorah, that these dinam ala Moshe Misinai, or the Rabbanon, with the authority of the Masorah of the Torah Shebal Peh. So the Rambam writes, I'm giving you the whole Seder HaMasorah, and I'm telling you everything I got comes from this Seder HaMasorah, so I'm mekayim the din of Ayim Adav B'Shem Ramah. Interesting einfall. So then he writes, and everything I'm writing comes from the Talmud or from the Goyim or whatever, and it's ish mi pi ish ad Ezra ad Moshe Rabbeinu. That's an interesting lashon.
Yeah.
We would write, if you would write the beginning of the sentence, ish mi pi ish ad, we would finish off ad Moshe Rabbeinu. Ish mi pi ish ad Moshe Rabbeinu. He writes now, ish mi pi ish ad Ezra ad Moshe Rabbeinu. Why does he have a stopping? He stops off by Ezra because the Gemara says the Torah was given a second time. A major Kabbalah Satara. Bnei Yisrael accepted it beratzen. The first time the Gemara says was kafaleim hakigigis. And the second time was after Beratza. Yeah, Beratza.
But that doesn't explain why it's not included in the Kisvigav of the Dead Sea Scrolls.
No, so that that we explained on other occasions. That the Medrash Tanchuma explains in Parshas Noyach, Tosis Rekta Kasha, and that Gemara in Shabbos, and that Peches and Aleph. What do you mean the Rabbanu Shalom forced the Torah on them in Israel? He forced it down their throat they didn't want. They said, Nasa Venishma. He asked them if they're interested, and they said yes. And then he said, "Okay, here's the Matan Torah." He gave the Torah. So what do you mean, Kavaleim Harkigigis? So Tosis raises that kasha, and they suggest an answer. So the Medrash Tanchuma on Parshas Noach, Simon Gimel, has a long essay, 20 lines, where they give a different answer on that kasha. They say that there are basic differences between the Torah Shebichsav and the Torah Shebal Peh. The Torah Shebichsav is klolis, generalities. Torah Shebal Peh is pratis. A lot of details. You look in the Mishnah Brura and the footnotes, prate, prate, prate. Yeah. Chumash is very vague, it's just close. Torah Shebichsav is muad, the Torah Shebal Peh is merubah, a lot. And the pasuk that says, Arucha me'aretz mida rechavim miniyam, that the Torah is so vast, it's impossible for anybody to master everything. The Medrash Tanchuma says that goes on Torah Shebal Peh. Obviously, it doesn't refer to Torah Shebichsav. Torah Shebichsav is very brief. And the pasuk that describes the Adam Kiyomis Ba'ohel, the Medrash quotes, Adam Kiyomis Ba'ohel, and a term is Kayemis Elimimish, and name is Atzmaleh, that you need Amol of Yigir Shal Torah. Medrash Tanchuma says that goes on Torah Shebal Peh. Torah Shebichsav is easy to learn. You have to break your head so much. It's a much easier. And the pasuk that says kosher, how does it say? Kosher kishol kino has. Forgot the lashon pasuk in
Shirashim.
Asa kamavasava kosher kishol kino. How difficult it is to digest the Torah. Everything goes on the Torah Shebal Peh. So then the Medrash Tanchuma says this is the secret to what was going on. At Maimon HaSinai, the Rabbanu Shalom asked Moshe Rabbeinu to ask Bnei Yisrael if they're interested. So he said, Nasa Benishma, okay, well, we're interested in the Torah Shebichsav. Then when it came to the Torah Shebal Peh, this Arucha Meyer, it's Midah Rechavim Meneyam, with all the protests, and the Arichas, Barichas, and the Yegir and Amol Shal Torah, and Koshe Kishal Kino, all of this, they said, we're not interested in that. So that was Kofaleim HaKigigis, He pressured them. He forced them to accept the Torah Shabbat Peh. But they never accepted Beratzon. They really didn't want it. So when did they re-accept the Torah Shabbat Peh? That was on the occasion of Nes Purim. So that's why the Gemara had opinions on Zayinam and Aleph, that since the Yontif HaPurim, the Ikar of the Yontif HaPurim is to celebrate this Kabbalah HaTorah Shabbat Peh, so Hasvara Nasen is that Megillas Esther shouldn't be part of, should not be part of Kisvei HaKodesh, should not be incorporated into this Kisvei HaKodesh. Kisvei HaKodesh is Torah Shabbat, but the whole Yontif, the whole significance of the Yontif is the reacceptance of the Torah Shabbat Peh, so that should remain as a chelik of the Torah Shabbat Peh. So we happen to pass on Lalocha that it's not so. We pass on that there are 24 Kisvei HaKodesh. It is part of the Tanakh, but nonetheless, the Gemara says on Yutesam and Aleph that even though it is part of the Kisvei HaKodesh, but it's not 100%. The other 23 Svarim, the Gemara has towards the bottom of Yutesam and Aleph, the other 23 Svarim of the Tanakh have a full Din Sefer. And the Megillas Esther is Nikris Sefer and Nikris Igeris. Omar Rav, Megillah, Nikris Sefer and Nikris Igeris. A Sefer in the bookcases in the days of the Tanoim, there were only 24 Svarim. They didn't have any the Torah Shabbat Peh was not Piksav, they only had Tanakh. The Tanakh only had the 24 Svarim. So the Gemara says on the one hand the Megillah is Nikris Sefer, it's part of your library that has the 24 Svarim, but on the other hand it's Nikris Igeris, the other 23 are full Torah Shabbat Peh. And the Megillah says there's not 100%, you don't need that, it should be Nitzvar Rubai. The other Sefer HaTanakh, you need a full Tfir from the top to the bottom, a Rubai Kukuloi. Gilas Esther's a little bit Shlosh Echutim Gidim Ksheira. A little bit Tfir is good because it doesn't have the full din of Torah Shebichsav. So that's what the Gemara says. Even though we pass in La Loche, the Megillah Esther is part of the Tanakh, but it's not, doesn't have the full status of the Tanakh, because the Yontif of Purim that it's talking about is supposed to celebrate the reacceptance of the Torah Shebaal Peh. So that's why all the Tanaim and Amoraim held that it has to be kept a little bit, the Pchinas, the Megillah Esther has to be kept a little bit of Pchinas Torah Shabbat Peh, not fully the full status of Torah Shabbat Peh.
Doesn't matter anyway, that they didn't have to talk Shabbat anymore. There weren't any more that talked Shabbat
Shabbat. Yeah, they still knew who the Shvatim were. He gives you the names of the representatives.
But there were always some who lived in Yehuda.
There were a few thousand from each Shevet, a handful from each Shevet who were there.
Yeah.
So it says that there was a representative of each one of the Shvatim who signed this document, and that was the Bris Amara, the reacceptance of the Torah Shabbat Peh.
I believe you once said that somebody has a Rabbi in Mubarak, and everybody knows that whatever he says, he learned from this Rabbi, then it is not necessary to mention all the time B'Shem Omroi, because it's taken for granted. This is very capital.
Yeah.
Yeah. The Rambam listed in the Sora, in Shulchan Aruch also, when he gives you the halachas, he doesn't list who says that halacha. So it's
Shulchan Aruch is the problem.
He doesn't give you the direction.
Yeah,
so it's even worse.
Mishnah
Berurah, so.
But that's a shaila. So Rashi learns on the Gemara says it was even if one should assume that it was given Baruch HaKodesh, so the Gemara says it was Nemra, the first white line on Zayin Amud Aleph is only Nemra Likros for like Nemra Lichtoy. It was only Baruch HaKodesh, it was composed. So Rashi says it was composed to be recited orally, but not to be written at all.
Orally, Mr. Torah Shabbat Peh.
Orally, yeah. And then, so Taisa says, how can it be? Yeah. So Taisa says, how can it be? But the Mishnah says you have to lay the Megillah mitoch haksav. How can you say that you would recite the Megillah orally? So Taisa says, maybe that Mishnah is only made the Rabbanan. Maybe in the early generation, when the mitzvah of Mikra Megillah was formulated al pi Ruach HaKodesh, al pi Nevi'im, maybe the initial formulation was to recite it bal peh, and it's only made the Rabbanan, you have to lay mitoch haksav. And others disagree with Taisa's. So Leji gave a whole yahrzeit drasha on this, and the Kedushas Levi has, and the end of the drashas on the Torah, he has a whole shtikel Torah on this Tosfos. So they disagree with Tosfos. They say no. When the Gemara says it was nemra likras, well, nemra lichtoid, it means it wasn't intended to be part of the Tanakh, to be part of the Kisra HaKadosh, but still has to be mitor haksav, not just to be cited baltel like davening, like benshi. No, it was intended to be a heftz of Torah shebichzav, but not part of the Tanakh. There is gemol, there is echetim, so something is Torah shebichzav, and you only yoytze mikra megillah if you read it from a klaf, and it has kedushas Torah shebichzav, but it's still not part of the Tanakh. It's not accepted as part of the Tanakh.
The whole idea of Torah shebichzav is it shouldn't be written.
It wasn't done on a cloth.
Somebody had
wrote on a piece of paper something like that, but that's
for a cloth.
It's
like, well,
it's
no, it's called
Balpeh.
It has to be on a cloth. It says it has to be a la cloth of Bidyo, and so on and so forth.
The way
they took it,
it says doesn't have to be on a
cloth. Tosfos learned that, according to this opinion, the requirement to lay mitoch ha-cloth will be only later generation. According to the original Takone, if you hold that it's not part of Tanakh, so then the original Takana was you just recite the Megillah. It was composed Baruch HaKadosh to be recited with this text, to be recited Balpeh. That's how Rashi learns, and that's how Tosfos learns, same as Rashi. And others gave the suggestion, no, it was Nemro Likros, means to read it from a klaf, but not Nemro Lichta means not to be a part of the Kisra HaKadosh, not to be part of Tanakh.
I'm saying what definition of Balpeh could mean is not through a klaf, part of like that. Somebody put it on his computer or something like that and give it to that, talk about that.
That's Balpeh, yeah. That's also Balpeh.
Where do you find anything about Torah Shebichzav that it should be required to read from a text? A Torah Shebichzav text. There is no Torah Shebichzav text.
Right.
So how would the
Mikra Megillah
come?
No, but this was composed by Baruch
HaKadosh,
the Gemara.
So it's a special text for that, but not...
That's how the Gemara says, yeah. What mitzvahs do we have on Purim? So the Megillah only speaks about Lasas and Mimei Mishta, the Simcha, to have the Mishta, the Suda, Sudas Purim. And then the Gemara, the Rambam writes that the Adelo Yod is a chelik of the Sudas Purim. That a person gets shikar on Purim not in the middle of the meal. So from the Rambam is mashmim that he's not yetzer anything. The mitzvah is to have an elaborate Suda, the covered Purim, with bus of the yayin, and how much yayin Adelo Yod. That's how it says in the Rambam. That's why the Rambam quotes the Gemara, the Sudas Purim shasa balayla lo yotzei dechevoser. If you have the Suda leil Purim in Adyetze, you have to have the Suda dafke by yayin. So those people in many places, they get drunk. Leil Purim, that's
completely
that's legamri advar hashus. There's a garnish mit garnish. It's not lifnim mishur sadin. It's an avera. It's an avera. You have to get drunk in the middle of the suda on Purim. Suda is boss of the yayin, and the yayin should be adol yada. A little bit. The Rambam writes yosem limuda. So that says in the Megillah. That says he may mishta the simcha. And the Gemara understands the Mishnah is Mishnah Hayayin, Zecha to the Mishnah Yayin that they had, not Schnapps, Yayin, and then Shalach Manas Matanas Lavianim Dashtay. You have to have Shalach Manas Matanas Lavianim. Where does it say you have to read the Megillah? Never really says you have to read the Megillah. So the Gemara says that that's the meaning of the phrase that says Hayamim Ha'elin Niskarim and Asim. That the word Niskarim doesn't mean the days are remembered, it means the days are mentioned, Laske, spoken of. That Purim is spoken of. So Niskarim is a reference to the Mikra Megillah, that we speak about the story of Purim by reading the Megillah. Venasim refers to the Asiya, the Shalach Manas, the Matanas Levyainim, and the Suras Purim. Yeah. What's Hatzach with the Hallel? Do we recite Hallel on Purim? So the Gemara says no. That's on Yudalan of an Al. So the Gemara asks, why do we distinguish between Chanukah and Purim? How come on Chanukah we do recite Hallel? And on Purim we don't. That's how the Gemara in Erechim presents it. Here the Gemara just says, how come on Purim we don't say Hallel? The Gemara in Erechim presents it, how come there's a contrast between Chanukah and Purim? So the Gemara has three answers. So one answer is that the Nes Chanukah was a Nes that occurred in Eretz Yisrael, as opposed to the Nes Purim, that was a Nes that occurred in Chutz Lord. What is the Biur? Why should there be a difference between a Nes that occurs in Eretz Yisrael and a Nes that occurs in Chutz Lord? So the Maharsha and Erechim, the Av Yud, learns Pshat, because in Eretz Yisrael there's more hashgacha pratis, so that's why it's possible to have an Eis Nigla. In Chutz Lord, the Nes Purim was an Eis Nistar, so that's what the Gemara meant to say. You only recite Hallel when there's an Eis Nigla. When there's an Eis Nistar, you don't say Hallel. So that's the Gemara presented it by saying this Nes Purim occurred in Chutz Lord, therefore it was only an Eis Nistar, therefore you don't say Hallel. And then the Nes Chanukah occurred in Eretz Yisrael, and that's why he was able to be a Nes Nigla. That's the Nekuda. That's why you say Hal. And this is in accordance with what it says in the Shulchan Aruch, that if the Gemara says in the end of Brachas that if a person was Bisakone and a Nes occurred and he was spared, so he should say Abrachim when he passes by that location. Baruch Shasun in the Nes. So in the Shulchan Aruch they quote the Rishonim and say it's only if there was a real Nes Nigla. It's Tam, a Nes Nister occurred, so then he shouldn't say that Bracha. You only Chutz L'Derech HaTeva. So that's how the Mashal learns Pshat over here. A Nes Shebechutz L'Aretz is a Nes Nister, and a Nes Sheberetz Yisrael is a Nes Nigla. The Minchas Chinuch learns a different Pshat. Minchas Chinuch quotes a Gemara in Tainus. That the Gemara has a Shaila regarding Tala Motor. What about if there's a community? It says in the Luach, it says in the Siddur when you say Tala Motor. So the Shaila is, what if there's a village, what if there's a community where they need rain at the season of the year that everybody else is saying the same bracha, do they say the same talamata? So the Gemara says no. So the Gemara says, let them say the same talamata in Shema Kaleinu. If you have a personal tzarech, so add on a bakasha in Shema Kaleinu. Frag the Gemara, and what if it's a whole city, Ninveh, the whole city Ninveh with a very great population of Jewish people, they all need rain. The Gemara says, Tafir ir gedoyle ki Ninveh, ol ki yechidim domo. The Gemara says all the people who live in Chutz La'aretz are kiyichidim. The Jews who live in Eretz Yisrael, that's called Klal Yisrael. The Jews who live in Chutz La'aretz, even if they're the majority of the world Jewish population, they're considered kiyichidim though. So the Minchas Chinuch claims that that's the Kavanas HaGemara. You only say... He was concerned, yeah. Others, because that in that Gemara, many Rishonim say, Ir Gedoyle Ki Ninveh is an ear, but if it's all Medina, all section in the world, then you should say the same Talamata and Baruch Aleinu. Rav Chaim held like that opinion. He was chashish for that opinion. So that's why he used to say the same Talamata and Shemaya Tfilah all year long. Because where we live, let's say in America, there is no dry season. It rains all the time. Rains summer, winter. We don't have any season where it never rains. In the Middle East, there are certain parts of the year where it just never rains. So that part of the year, you don't say the same Talamata. What are you asking for rain if it's not going to rain? When you visit Eretz Yisrael in the summertime, you don't take a raincoat, you don't take rubbers, you don't take an umbrella. It's it's not going to rain. If it rains for 1 minute. It's not going to rain. But in America, you can never tell when it's going to rain. It rains all 365 days a year. It rains all the time. So that's Rav Chaim was concerned about that shita that the Tur quotes that from the Rosh. Those are Taina that if you live in a Medina where the whole Medina, not just the near Gedola community, the whole Medina needs rain, so you really ought to say the same Talamata in Baruch Aleinu. So he was Choshi, so he always said in Shemei Tfilah.
Right. And he didn't say it in Baruch Aleinu?
In the summertime, he didn't say in Baruch Aleinu. He said in Shemei Tfilah because the Torah says, the Torah quotes that the Rosh are getainet, why don't we say the same Talamata all year long? And then they didn't listen to the Rosh, so the Torah writes, we don't pass like the Rosh, but it's still a shtar getainet. Why don't we say the same Talamata all year long? So Rav Chaim was choshish for that argument, so he used to say the same Talamata in the summertime. He used to say in the summertime in Shema Kolein. So that's how the Minchas Chinuch reads Pshat in the Gemara, that the Chachamim are only going to be mechayiv to recite Hallel. Gans Klal Yisrael should recite Hallel in commemoration of a Nes that occurred to the Klal Yisrael. But if a Nes occurred to Yechidim, so he can't be mechayiv the Klal Yisrael to say Hallel. So since the Nes Purim occurred in Chutz Laretz,
ki
yechidim domo. So that's why they were not mechayiv. The Nes Chanukah occurred to the Eden who lived in Eretz Yisrael, so that's called the Nes, that's called the Yeshua of the Gans Klal Yisrael. Right. The Rambam writes that based on the Gemara, in the end of Taina says that the Hallel that we say on Rosh Chodesh is only a minhag. Medina, you're not mechayiv to say. Yeah. So that's one answer the Gemara gives, that the reason why we don't recite Hallel on Purim is because it's a Nesha B'chutz L'aretz. And the Gemara gives another suggestion, that the reason, perhaps the reason why you don't recite Hallel on Purim is because the Hallel opens with the Pasuk Hallelu Abdei Hashem. So the Mashmoah says, Abdei Hashem V'loi Abdei Paro. That's how the Yalkut Shemayni comments. The Gemara has that Rosha here, the first white line on Yud Dalet Amnal, Hallelu Abdei Hashem V'loi Abdei Paro. That's the comment the Yalkut Shemayni has, that on Leil Makas Bechoris, after Makas Bechoris occurred, so Paro went, he saw the jig is up, he better let Mnei Yisrael go free, he's afraid he's going to be next, he's going to die, it's getting closer to home, he's a Bechor, So he went around knocking on everybody's doors and he says, I'm freeing you, I'm mishachar you, until now you were my slaves, from now on you're avodim to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and I would recommend Halalu Avdei Hashem Eloi Avdei Faro. That's how the Medrash, the Yalkut Shemani quotes, putting these words into Paro's mouth, that Leil Makas B'chariz, he told this to Bnei Israel, they should say Halal because now they're totally independent, and it makes sense to say Halal to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So that's what the Gemara says, that on the occasion of the Nes Chanukah, until Nes Chanukah, there was no independent Jewish government in Eretz Yisrael. There were kofuf, so the Goyish Mabuche. And after the Nes Chanukah, the Chashmonaim established an independent government. So from that time on, it made sense to say, Halo, Halo Abdei Hashem, Eloi Abdei Paras Amadai. They weren't subject to the Malchus of the Umas Olam anymore. But on the occasion of the Yeshua on Nes Purim from Achashverosh, Akati Abdei Achashverosh Anan. They were not independent people. That's another answer the Gemara gives. That's what Rav Soloveitchik pointed out. The Rambam in the Mishnah Torah only quotes the halachas. Once in a while, he'll give a little bit of an introduction of history to lead up to the halachas. So in the beginning, the Rambam writes in the Hakdamah to the Mishnah Torah that this is called Mishnah Torah. All you have to do is read the Tanakh and read my Sefer, and you'll have everything you know, all there is to know. You don't have to know. You don't have to read anything else. So the Rambam doesn't have to tell you what Shabbos is about and what Pesach, Shavuot, Sukkot, Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur. You read the Tanakh, you'll know. But he has to tell you, he doesn't have to tell you what Purim is about, you read the Tanakh. Chanukah, Shteit Nishin Tanakh. So the Rambam has to tell you what Chanukah is, because he says, all you have to do is read the Tanakh in my book and you know all there is to know. But he doesn't have to tell you everything about Chanukah, he only has to tell you those parts of Chanukah that are relevant to what he's going to bring out. So he doesn't have to give you the whole history. So when he gives you the brief description of what was on the occasion of Chanukah, so he writes, the Chashmonaim revolted against the government and they established their own independent Jewish government that lasted for over 200 years till the Churban Bayis Sheni. So why was that necessary for the story? What does that lead up to? Why does he have to say they established their own independent Jewish government that lasted for over 200 years till the Churban Bayis Sheni? So Rav Soloveitchik suggested, because the Rambam is going to write that you say Hallel,
yeah.
And according to this suggestion in the Gemara, you only say Hallel if it's Hallel Abdei Hashem Eloi Abdei Paro. So the Rambam has to say that on the occasion of the Nes Chanukah, they became independent. The Chashmonaim established an independent Jewish government. So that's part of the story that's crucial for the halachas, because it's going to say that you do say Hallel on Chanukah. So this is the Gemara's second answer. Then the Gemara has a third answer, that maybe Achanami, maybe Kriyasa, Zuha Leila, maybe when you read, maybe there really is a mitzvah to read the Hallel. And reading the Megillah is a form of Kiyom of Hallel. That's the Gemara's third answer. They're better rice. Okay. They're better Makaris. Okay, this is one of the Makaris. Okay, this is one of the Makaris. This is Bemis HaGemara and Dalet Amen Aleph. The Gemara says that when you read the Megillah, there are three kiyumim. There's a kiyum of Kriyas HaTanach, like Kriyas HaTorah, Kriyas HaTorah, Kriyas Kisri HaKodesh, B'tzibur, B'yochid, whatever. The Gemara says, L'chatchili, you should always read the Megillah B'tzibur. Basora, yeah, Mishum Pesuminis. That's on the top of Hayamid Aleph. On the top line, Omarab, Megillah, Bisman, if you're laying the Megillah on Purim proper, or if in Yerushalayim you're laying the Megillah on Shushan Purim, is Karim Moisafila B'yochid. You don't have to have a minion, you can lay in B'yochid. If you're laying Shaloy Bisman, or if you want to be Yotze Mikra Megillah without laying on Purim, how can you be Yotze Mikra Megillah without laying on Purim?
The
Kfar. Oh, so Rashi says, goes on Makdibim Liyoy Maknisa. The Gemara says there used to be a takana that those who live in the kforim, in the villages on the outskirts of the city, they can be out to Mikra Megillah. They celebrate Purim on Purim. They don't celebrate Purim on the Monday or Thursday before Purim. But there's a special kula that they can be out to Mikra Megillah on the Yom Maknis on the Monday or Thursday before, even though they're not laying the Megillah on Purim. So that being that you yotze with a Mikra Megillah Shaloi Bismano, that's only if it's Basorah. That's how Rab says. Rabasi disagrees, but Rabbi holds Bein Bizmana, Bein Shaloi Bizmana has to be Basar. Even if you're lighting the Megillah on Purim, you must have a minion. So it was a machlokes between Rav and his Talmud Rabasi. And even though Rav, the halacha should be like Rav, Elocha Talmud b'makom Rav, and Rav holds he can lay the Megillah on Purim without a minion. Nonetheless, the Gemara quotes, Havi Uvda, an issue once came up on Purim, Luchashle Rav, Lohade Ravasi. Rav was machmir for the opinion of Ravasi, his student, whom he disagrees with. And we don't pass like Ravasi, but La Hatchila, It says in Shulchan Aruch, Lachatchila, you should always lay in the Megillah Basara, even on Purim Gufa. You should try to be medactic to lay in Basara. Yeah. Lachatchila, you should always lay in Basara because of Rabasi Shita. And, yeah, Ravam Hadras Melch means if you have two minyanim, one has 10 people, one has 100 people, so you go to the minyan that has 100. Yeah. But, But this halacha of laying the Asara, laying to make it into Asara, the Ramah in Hilchas Purim quotes from the Rishayim who understood the Rishalmi is saying that the Mishnah says later the bracha that you say, the three brachas that you say before you lay the Megillah, Al Mikra Megillah, Shas and Nisim Shachyana, that you say even if you lay the Megillah B'Yechidus. But the bracha you say after the Mikra Megillah, Haravis Rivenu, so that the Rishayim understood the Rishalmi that that's only recited if you lay in Bo'asor, if you lay in B'tzibur. If you lay in B'Yachid, the Ramah says you don't say that bracha, Haravis Rivenu. The Vilna Gaon claims that that's a misunderstanding of the Yerushalmi. He claims that that Talmud, Yerushalmi passage, is referring to Kriyas HaTorah. And when you finish learning, let's say a person is learning, and then he goes home, he goes to sleep. So he says, and then he goes to sleep. No, you only say a bracha shalach reha by learning, by an aliyah. By Kriyas HaTorah, you say a bracha shalach reha. Or by the Haftarah, you say a bracha shalach reha. But Talmud Torah B'Yochid, you never say a bracha shalach reha. In Washington Heights, they tell a story. Rabbi Shloimeh Breuer was the rabbi in Frankfurt. So he had a few sons, and one of them was Rabbi Yosef Breuer, who went to Washington Heights, and one of the others, Rabbi Isaac Breuer, who went to Eretz Yisrael. So whatever. And then there was another brother, I forgot where he lived, somewhere in Germany. There was another brother who had a cholam that he was learning with the father, and then the father said, okay, close the Gemara and say the bracha shenasan lana teres emes. So he closed the Gemara in his dream, closed the Gemara and said the bracha shenasan lana. Then he woke up and he didn't know what to make of this wild dream, so he called up the father. They had telephone, called up the father. So he said it's a terrible sinan, and he died soon after. Because you never say a bracha shalach reha when you learn Talmud Torah B'Yochid, only Talmud Torah B'Tzibur, Kriyas HaTorah. What do you mean? You're always mukhiv to learn more. There is no bracha shalach reha. The bracha shalach reha you say when you're holding back dying. That's how the father understood. Rav Shlomeh Breuer understood that was the terrible meaning of the cholam. And that's what happened. He died soon after. No. Anyway, so that there are more rites in Shulchan Aruch that you only say the bracha Rabbis Rivenu if you lay in the Megillah Basara. If you lay in Shalai Basara, you don't say Rabbis Rivenu. Some follow the Gro, that the Gro disagrees. He says all the Rishonim misunderstood the Yerushalmi. That Yerushalmi is only referring to Kriyas HaTorah. That Talmud Torah B'Yochid, you don't say the bracha Shalach Re, only Talmud Torah B'Tzibur. But Mikra Megillah, he claims, and Aruch HaShulchan goes with the Bira Gro, he thinks that's more correct maybe. That you should say the bracha Haravish Rivenu even B'Yochid, but most don't have that meaning. Most have the meaning you only say the bracha Shalach Re if you're laning Bo Asara. Yeah. That's a question in Shulchan Aruch whether women count. The Tosfos in Brachos writes that women do not count. Tosfos writes in Brachos that it's only called Mikra Megillah Bo Asara for whatever purposes that is relevant. It's only considered Basara if you have 10 men. If you have 10 women, or you have 5 and 5, so it's not considered Basara. The Ramah quotes that it's a machloikis, and we go to Chumrah. So that's why, let's say, someone is laying the Megillah in Breuer, they have a second Kriyas HaMegillah. A lot of shuls. The first time they lay the Megillah, all the men come, and then the men go home, and then the wives come to the second Mikra Megillah.
Laid in a hospital.
Or in a hospital.
Laid in a hospital every year. Sometimes I don't have a minute of men to bring down.
So the Ramah says that you should not say the bracha haravis rivenu. You only say the bracha shalach reha if you have 10 men.
There is no kriyas haTorah without 10.
Right.
No. There is no kriyas haTorah altogether
without 10. There's only Talmud Torah.
There is no bracha.
No, you say brichas haTorah when you're about to learn in the morning. You wake up in the morning and say brichas haTorah. Yeah. But then when you go to sleep at night, you don't say the bracha ashenosel on the Torah stands. Yeah. You only say the bracha before, you don't say the bracha after. Yeah.
So, the 10 women of the main Megillah for themselves, 10 units.
Also, same the Yochid.
Right, that's what the Ramah says. They would not say the bracha.
The Ramah speaks about the Zumin, no? That Mayanashim Kechadomah.
That's what the Tosfos writes. Yeah. The Gemara has a Loshin, even Mayanashim Kitre Damian. It's only counted like two. So Tosfos says, and Afkamina, We have that line is missing in Tosfos, but if you look in the Tosfos HaRosh and Tosfos Rabbi Yerochasid, they have all of, they have more, a longer arichas. So they say from Mikra Megillah, if you have 10 women, it's not called Mikra Megillah Basan. So that's what the Ramah writes, that it's a sopik, a machlekes. So we don't say a rabbis rivenu if you only, if you don't, unless you have 10 men. Unless
yeah, you have all 10 men. Say about them. I mean, then sneers.
Yeah. So the Gemara says on Dalet Amud Aleph, the Gemara says on Dalet Amud Aleph that there's an obligation to lay the Megillah twice on Purim. You have to lay B'leil Purim, you have to repeat it again by Yom. What is that based on? So the Gemara quotes two different psukim. Rabbi Shlomo Levi quotes one pasuk, and then the next Amora, Omer Avchelva, Omer Ula Biro, Ula has a different pasuk. So Rabbi Shlomo Levi quotes the pasuk in Tilim. They're both in Tilim. Elakai Eko Yamim V'Leisana V'Leila V'Lo Dumi Oli. A person davens to the Rebbeinu Shalom Beis Tzara, and even if the Rebbeinu Shalom doesn't answer him the first time, he davens again a second time. And if he doesn't answer the second time, davens a third time. We have, based on Psukim in Tanakh, the Gemara has in the end of Tainus, the Bavli, but the Yerushalmi, that that's what Ne'ilah is all about. You daven the next Tfilas Ne'ilah on every Tainus, not just on Yom Kippur. The Mishnah has, you daven Ne'ilah on every Tainus, and it's based on the idea that the Eis Tzara, you have to be Marbe B'Tfilah. If you're Marbe B'Tfilah, you stand a better chance of having your prayers answered. So that's what the Novi, that's what it says in Tilim, the Kayak, Riyamim, Laisana, V'layla v'lo domila be'is tzara, I daven again and again and again. So that's why we read the Megillah again and again, because we're davening be'is tzara. So the Gemara is understanding Mikra Megillah as a form of tefillah. It's a Mikra Megillah is Kriya Satanach. You're learning Torah Shebichzav, and you're learning Talmud Torah B'tzibur. Okay, if you learn B'tzibur, it's Talmud Torah B'tzibur, like Kriya Satanach B'tzibur. If you learn B'yachid, it's Talmud Torah B'yachid. But in addition to the kiyum of Talmud Torah and Kriya Sater, it's also kiyum of Tfilah, the Gemara says. And then the next mandama, Ulo, quotes a different pasuk. Yeah. How does he know that you mukhif to lay the Megillah Balayla to repeat again by Yom? Because a different pasuk says in Tilim, Lamani Zamecha Chalod Velo Yidom, I praise the Rebbeinu Shalom, I sing his mirish and his bochas, Velo Yidom, I will not be quiet. Hashem Elokai Lioilom Aydeko, I praise the Rebbeinu Shalom repeatedly. So you see, the Gemara understands that Mikra Megillah is a form of Hallel. You're praising the Rabbanu Shalom. You didn't even mention the Rabbanu Shalom's name. You didn't say anything, but it's implicit. It's not explicit. It was a Neis Nista. When you're saying Hallel because a Neis Nista occurred, so then you say, often a Hallel. When you're saying Hallel over a Neis Nista, so you say Hallel by Mitocha Mashmois. So the Gemara has interesting. The Gemara understands that the Kriyas HaMegillah consists of three kiyumim. It's a kiyum of Hallel. That's like the Gemara said on Yudalad and Aleph, Kriyas Zu Halela. That it's a form of kiyum of Hallel. And it's also a form of kiyum of Tfilah. That we are praying to HaKadosh Baruch Hu now. That just like Yishem Shasis Elav Seinu Bayamim Bahayim Bazmanahu Kach Ta'asalonu, you should give us a Yeshua today like he gave our forefathers a Yeshua. At that time, it's a kiyum of tefillah. In fact, the Mechaber in the Shulchan Aruch in Hilchas Purim writes, he quotes one of the Rishonim, the Kolbo, writes the following din, that the Bal Koyre can lay the Megillah to be motzi the whole tzibur in the shul. Let's say one person says Kiddush and everybody's yotze. Everybody's yotze with Shemeh Koyne. Can I be yotze Shemeh Koyne if I know how to say my own Kiddush? Maybe Shemeh Koyne is only for the one who doesn't know. Maybe the one who is a baki and knows how to say on his own shouldn't be allowed to rely on Shemeh Koyne. So that's not a problem. There's nothing wrong. You can be Yotze Shemeh Koyne, Tkiya Shofar. Even if I know how to blow Shofar on my own, I can be Yotze with Shemeh Koyne. There's not a problem. But by Mikra Megillah, the Mechaber all of a sudden quotes a problem. So he says, if the other people know how to lay the Megillah on their own, they can only rely on the Baal Kuri to be Yotze them with Shemeh Koyne if there's a minion or more, if you have 10 or more people. If you have less than 10 people, you can be yotze with the Baal Kairis Kriya Shemer Koine only if you're a baki, if you don't know how to read the Megillah. But if you could read the Megillah on your own, then you don't allow Shemer Koine b'pachas ne'asara. So the Magen Avraham says, where in the world did this come from? Let's say everybody can say their own Kiddush, and there's no minion. So I can't say Kiddush to be yotze everybody else. You can't say Havdalah to be yotze the other people. Tkiya Shofar, you have a shul, all expert Baalei Tkiya. Everybody can be yotze on their own. So if you have less than a minion, well, the whole thing doesn't make any sense. And the Magen Avraham says, no, it does make sense. The Mechaber holds that Nikra Megillah is a form of Tefillah. And the Yerushalmi says in the end of the Ran, in the end of Rosh Hashanah, quotes the Yerushalmi that there are three dinim where you're not supposed to say Shemeh Koinah. Midirabbonim, in Atar, you always say Shemeh Koinah. But there are three cases where you're not really supposed to allow Shemeh Koinah. One is Kriya Shema. Kriya Shema is Kabbalah, so Malchus Shemaim. So let every person say his own Kriya Shema. It's not proper to rely on Shemei Kaina to be Yotzei Kriya Shema. They say this over in the name of the Vilna Goyim, that in the first Mishnah in Brachas it says Mei Masai Korin es Hashma in the plural, and here it says Hakorei es Hamigilah. How come here it's Korei and there it's Korin? So the answer is that by Kriya Shema you don't say Shemei Kaina. Each person has to say Kriya Shema on his own. That's why it's Mei Masai Korin es Hashma Bua Raven. Everybody says his own Kriya Shema. And Mikra Megillah, there's a Balkari who lands for everybody, and you say Shemei Koina. So the vertical, that deal from the Mishnah, that's from the Vilna Goyim. But the din that he said, he didn't invent the din. That's enough in the Yerushalmi. It's quoted in the Shulchan Aruch, that by Kriya Shema, you're not supposed to allow Shemei Koina, because it's supposed to be Mekabel O'Macha Shemaim, each one on his own. So then the Yerushalmi has the next din where you don't allow Shemei Koina is by eating food. With respect to the bracha before and after eating food, you shouldn't allow Shemei Koina either. Once in a while we do, so it's taka whole arichas in the halacha, why there is an exception to the rule. One person says I'm moitzin, the other says yes. It's a whole discussion, how does it work? If the Yerushalmi says you're not supposed to allow this, a special din if they're kaveya together, only if they have a kviyas. And the third din, where you don't allow shemei koina, is tefillah. If you have a tzairach, somebody's not well, or somebody needs a parnasa, or someone needs a shidach, whatever the tzairach happens to be, so let that person be mispalt. Why should he follow zach on someone else and be yotze with shemei koina? Whoever has the tzorach should ask on his own. So that's what the Magen Avraham quotes from the Gemara in the end of Rosh Hashanah. Can the shliach tziba be moitzi es habaki? The Chachamim instituted Chazaras Hashatz kidei lahotzis misheina yodeya. In order to be moitzi, the one is not a baki. But once the Chazan is saying the Chazaras Hashatz out loud anyway, so why do I have to daven the tefillah balachasha? May he's well be yotzi with the chazaras hashatz. He's moitzi the ain't a baki, so let him be moitzi the baki also. So the Magen Avraham quotes from the Gemara that there's one opinion, that not all the opinions are in one. There is an opinion. The chazan can only be moitzi the baki if you have a minion or more. If you have less than asara, the chazan can only be moitzi the ain't a baki. He cannot be moitzi the baki.
Less than asura, there wouldn't be a chazan.
If you have less than asura, yeah. So Nishkin, not betaris chazaras hashatz.
Or just like this.
To say the tefillah, to be moitzi the others. The Gemara says by benching also, let's say shnayim sha'ochlu, so there's no mezumin, so it's mitzvah lecholik. Each one should bench on his own. But what happens if one is a seifer, one is a boor, and the boor does not have a bench on his own? So then hot finish kembreira, so the seifer mevorach, a boor yotze bibachosa. But so b'shas hatchak, we do allow shemei koina. The whole din is only midirabbonah. L'chatchila midirabbonah, we don't allow shemei koina by these three, by kriya shema, by brachas they have to do with eating, and by tefillah. So the Magen Avraham says the bira in the psak hamechaber that you only allow mikra megillah, the balkari can be moitzi the baki only if you have asara. If you have less than asara, it can't be moitzi the baki. That's based on this gemara that mikra megillah is a form of tefillah. It's not explicit tefillah. You don't say a word to the Rebbe Shlom, but we are. It's a tefillah. It's the mashmois is one of tefillah. We are pleading with HaKadosh Baruch Hu that just like He gave us a Yeshua then, He gave us a Hatzalah on that occasion, He should give us a Yeshua on the present occasion as well. Right, yeah. More right, the two psukim. So it's a form of Hallel, and it's a form of Tefillah, and it's a mitzvah of Kriyas HaTanach, of Mikra Kriyas Kisri HaKadosh, B'tzibur, B'yochid, right? Three different kiyumim in reciting the Mikra Megillah. The Gemara has a kula. In the second paragraph, the Gemara says there's a kula regarding Mikra Megillah, that if the Megillah, let's say you're missing Oisius, here and there you're missing words of Oisius. So the Gemara says if Ruboy is written, then it's good. This is on Yud Ches on the base. The two brises. Ish Mutan Rabbanon, Ish Mutba HaSeifer Oisius Opsukim, Okruan HaKoyre Balpeh Yotza. If the Balkari lanes some of it Balpez Yotzefeg Markasha Nesve, it says Haiba Osias Mutushtasha is Psula. You're not Yaitse. Zagmar Loikasha Hobikula Hobi Miktosa. If Ruba Kukula, if Raiva of the Megillah is Nichtav, So then you say Ruba Kekuloi, and you can learn from that Megillah. But if Ruba is missing, so then Teignish. So Grada and Shulchan Aruch, they point out this Kula that the Braisa, that the Gemara points out in the Braisa, is a Kula on two different levels. There's one din you have to have a Kosher and Megillah. So we say Ruba Kekuloi makes it into a Kosher and Megillah. If it's Nichtav Ruba, Roiv of the Megillah, makes it a Kosher and Megillah. Then there's another din. The Baal Kori has to lay mitoch haksav. So if it's missing words or missing letters, he's laying Baal Peh. So there's another halach. If the Baal Kori lays ruba mitoch haksav, even on the mirror does Baal Peh, he's also yotze. This is not necessarily going to be the same thing. Let's say you have a Megillah. How much of the Megillah do you have to lay? So we pass it from the beginning to the end. Kulay. But there are other Tanaim who don't agree. Yeah. The Gemara has four shittas in the Tanaim. We pass in achikres kulay. But other Tanoim say, no, you only have to start from Ish Yehudi. One Tana says, Achar Adram Ha'ele. The other Tana says, Liba Laila Ha'hu, different opinions. So it's gemolt, a possibility that you have, according to these Tanoim, you have a big Megillah from the beginning to the end. The Roiv of the Megillah is written, Miut is missing, but when you're coming to Lane, you're going to Lane from this, there's more missing over here than missing in the beginning part. So you're Laning Rubai Baal Peh. You're going to be laying Ruba Baal Peh, because there's more missing here. We pass in Allah, you have to lay the Megillah from the beginning to the end, so there's no such Hechetimtza like this. But according to these Tanoim, there is a possibility that the Rav in both directions. You can have Nichtav Ruba, and you're not laying Ruba Mitoch Haksav, and you can have it's not Nichtav Ruba, but you are laying Ruba Mitoch Haksav, depends where it's missing. Yeah. They're two different dinim.
What you
the Kriya. Well, the Kriya has to be Mitoch HaKsav.
So you're saying that Nichtav Ruba, each sheet of the day held with what the Yosef could be, that the robe has to be from what they held.
Only what you have to lay. Could be. I don't know. Possibility. I would assume I would be night to the other
whole,
way.
Whole, whole
I would
Megillah.
Think it goes on the whole Megillah, on the whole Sefer. Could be you can dig it up. The Marshal, there's a Shaila. This happens every so often. Let's say a person missed a word. The Baal Kori is lining and missed a word. So the Baal Kori is laying mitoch haksav. I'm looking in, let's say, from a printed chumash. You can't lay from a printed chumash. But if the rov of the Megillah is read mitoch haksav, and the miut is read from a printed chumash, so it's good. As long as everything goes in order. You can't. If you kari lemafreya, you're not yotze. So let's say I missed a word. So I should say that part that I missed when they're clapping chumash. I should say that part. I heard up until this word. So I should say a few words in order. And then the Baal Kori is going to lay mitoch haksav from the rest. As long as everything is in order. So what's the following Shaila? A person comes into the Mikra Megillah half a minute late. The Baal Kori already finished the first pasuk. So he can quickly grab a chumash, say the first three brachas on Mikra Megillah, Shas and Nisim, Shachyano, and then read from a printed Megillah the first two or three psukim, and then the Baal Kori is going to be on the fourth pasuk, and it's going to be Rubai Kekula is going to be Mitach Haksav. Is that acceptable or not? So the problem is, the Shulchan Aruch quotes the Rashba that the Gemara says over here on Yutesim and Aleph that there's a Machlekes HaTanaim, how much of the Megillah do you have to lay? So we pass him from the beginning to the end. You have to lay in the whole Megillah. But there were three other Tanaim we mentioned before. One says you have to start from Ish Yehudi. One says you have to start from Achar Adrom Ha'ele. The other one says you have to start from Ambalayla Hudna Norer Hashtan Sanot. So the Gemara says La'alacha we pass him Soch Likroi says Kulo. Afilu leman diyomar, but even according to the other Tanoim, that's in Yutes Amud Aleph, six lines from the bottom. Afilu leman diyomar, but even according to the Tanoim, they say you don't have to learn Kuloi, but it has to be Nichtav Kuloi. If you have a Megillah that begins from Ish Yehudi, so then it's not a Kasha Megillah. So the Rashba frekt Akasha, why? But it's Nichtav Rubai. If you have from Ish Yehudi till the end, that's way more than 51% of the Megillah. So Nichtav Rubai is good, so what's the Gemara said before? Kambi kula, kambi miktsasa. So if Ruba Kekula is written, and you're going to lay in everything with Tachaksav, so what's wrong? So the Rashba gives two answers that are both quoted in the Shulchan Aruch. One answer he gives is, either Trila Vesof, Teignisht, if it's missing in the beginning, missing in the end, that's no good. Or perhaps if an Inyan Shalom is missing, it's also no good. Okay. So that's the Shaila. So the Shulchan Aruch quotes both. When Machme Inyan Shalom is missing, and when Machme Trila Vesof is missing. Yeah. That's where Rav Soloveitchik said the name of his father, Moshe Soloveitchik. Inyan Shalom is missing, so you can't lay from the Megillah. So So he said, we don't know enough about the Megillah to know what's an Inyan Shalom. So it could be that if you're missing any Pasuk, there may already be an Inyan Shalom. You have to know all the Midrashim to know maybe that's an Inyan Shalom. Maybe that Pasuk is such a major link in the story that you're missing an Inyan Shalom. But Chilas of the Sefer Teignish. So let's say the following case. I came into Shul and I came in 1 minute late and the Balkar has already read the first Pasuk. So I'm going to say the three brachas, I'm going to say the first two, three psukim, I'm going to catch up to the Balkari, and then way more than Roiv is going to be mitoch haksav. The miut, the first three psukim I said about peh, but it's trilosoi. But it's trilosa about peh. Is there a din that trilosa about peh is no good? When the Rashba says over here that trilah basof is missing is no good, the Pashtus says that that's in the Cheftz of the Megillah. The Gemara said there are two dinim, if it's nichtav ruboi, there are two kulas on two levels. There's one kula in the Megillah. The klaf is a kosher klaf, even though it's missing miut, as long as the tchila v'sof is not missing. And then there's another kula in the kriya. The kriya balpeh, you have to have kriya meter chaksav. Kriya balpeh is no good. So if rov of the kriya is meter chaksav, so ruba kukula is called kriya meter chaksav. So on that din, that the kriya has to be meter chaksav, there's also a chisarin. That if it's missing tchilasoi, the Megillah is a kosher Megillah. Has for every word is there in the Megillah. Just that I didn't hear the first pasuk. I had the first three psukim I said from a printed chumash. So that's also teignish. That's also a lack because chilosoi. And the Mishnah Berurah has a machlekes achreinim about that. The Pashtus says that it would be good. The Pashtus, I thought I'll be Pashtus. I remember many years ago we had the Shaila in Yeshiva. We had a boy came in late, and that's what he figured out. What he did. I came in 1 minute late, and he said, well, if he broke us, then he said the first three psukim. Then he listened to the Balkore. He couldn't ask in the middle of the Mikra Megillah. Everybody was listening. And then after the whole Mikra Megillah was all over, so he came and he asked the Shabbos. I remember there was a machlokes. So I thought that it was good. Rambam Lichtenstein was screaming that it's no good. So we were fighting with each other. And then years later, neither of us had learned the Mishnah Berurah in Hilchos Purim. A couple years later, my wife had a baby the night of Tainus Esther. So I had to take along a sefer to read in the hospital. You can go off your mind sitting in the hospital reading. So when that baby was born, she's called Aliza, so she was born right before, she lived in Eretz Yisrael now. So when Aliza was born, I took along the Mishnah Berurah. It's the first time that I ever learned the Mishnah Berurah, Hilchos Purim. So I had a long wait, a couple of hours. So the Mishnah Berurah quotes a machlokes achreinim about that. I still think the Pashtus is that you are Yoytzen. Pashtus is that that chisarin that the Rashba said that if you're missing chilos of the sefer, or in Yashana means in the Megillah it's missing. But if the Megillah is a kosher Megillah, just the way you're laying it, you said the beginning part bal peh, I thought that would not be a chisarin. I thought that's only a chisarin in the chefts of the Megillah.
So don't stop. Let's say the above of Ayi is missing at the beginning. Is that good enough?
Chilosai. Chilos means one letter is missing.
How much chilos?
Yeah.
Huh?
I don't know.
Not sure. I don't know. There's a famous word from the Vilna Goyen. There are two Gemaras, one in Shabbos Daf Peches and one over here on Daf Zayin and Aleph. The Gemara darshins two totally different things from the pasuk Kimlu v'Kiblu. The Gemara in Shabbos says Kimlu Mashi Kiblu Kvar, that it means that Bnei Yisrael reaccepted the Torah. That on Harsina the Torah was forced down their throat. The Rabbanu Shlomo was called for Leim Harkigigas. On the occasion of Nes Purim, they accepted Beratzin. And then the Gemara says over here, Kimu Lamayla Mashi Kiblu Lamata. That the whole text of the Megillah was dictated, it was composed Beruch HaKodesh, and all of the observance of the mitzvahs of Shalach Manus, Matanus Levyainim, and Sudas Purim, and Mikra Megillah, everything was the Bezmer Shalmayla was Maskim Al Yideim. How do you know? Because it says kimlu v'kiblu, kimlu l'mal mashi kiblu l'mata. And the Gemara says that that's the clincher, that's a hechrech, that's pshat and not pshat. How is it a hechrech if the Gemara in Shabbos has a different pshat? Kimlu mashi kiblu kvar goes, the Klal Yisrael accept it. How do they know? They say kimlu l'mal mashi kiblu l'mata. So they quote in the name of the Vilna Goyen, and he shows it's meduyak in the Loshana Gemara also. That pasuk kimlu v'kiblu has a kriya ksiv, the kibel. It says kimlu v'kibel is the ksiv, and the kriya is kimlu v'kiblu. The itain is that the two Gemaras are darshaning, one is darshaning the ksiv and one is darshaning the kri. The ksiv, if you darshan kimu v'kibel, kimu mashi kibel kvar, Moshe Rabbeinu accepted the Torah Shebal Peh at Har Sinai. We didn't want it. He accepted it. The kimu mashi kibel kvar means that Bnei Yisrael will mekabel the Torah Shebal Peh, or the Torah, whatever it is. They'll mekabel the Torah the second time. And then the Gemara in Megillah is darshaning the decree that it's a kimu v'kiblu kimu l'mayla mashi kiblu l'mata. The bezel shal mayla was maskim al yedem. So he points out, they quote from the Vilna Gaon, that the Lashon HaGemara is different. In one place the Gemara says dechsiv kimu v'kibel. And Shabbos it says dechsiv the darshaning dechsiv. And here it says shenemar. Shenemar means that that's how we say it. That's how they say from the Gaon.